Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Mental Note. It's Divine Time, Sunday morning. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Thanks for joining me. I have something wonderful to read to you this morning. It's a Christmas letter from Jesus. It's on airjesus.com. It's a Mountain Wings moment. And I am just so excited to read you guys this letter. Also, I just wanted to tell everybody, thank you so much for joining me and listening in. I totally appreciate the support. You guys know that. And just keep tuning in, and I'll make sure that I have good stuff for you. Okay, so Divine Time, a letter from Jesus. It says, Dear children, it has come to my attention that many of you are upset that folks are taking my name out of the season. Maybe you've forgotten that I wasn't actually born during this time of the year and that it was some of your predecessors who decided to celebrate my birthday on what was actually a time of pagan festival, although I do appreciate being remembered any time. How I personally feel about this celebration can probably be most easily understood by those of you who have been blessed with children of your own. I don't care what you call the day. If you want to celebrate my birth, just get along and love one another. Now, having said that, let me go on. If it bothers you that the town in which you live doesn't allow a scene depicting my birth, then just get rid of a couple of Santas and snowmen and put in a small nativity scene on your own front lawn. If all my followers did that, there wouldn't be any need for such a scene on the town square because there would be many of them all around town. Stop worrying about the fact that people are calling the tree a holiday tree instead of a Christmas tree. It was I who made all trees. You can remember me anytime you see any tree. Decorate a grapevine if you wish. I actually spoke of that one in a teaching, explaining who I am in relation to you and what each of our tasks were. If you have forgotten that one, look up John 15th chapter, 1st through the 8th verse. If you want to give me a present in remembrance of my birth, here is my wish list. Choose something from it. Number one. Instead of writing protest letters objecting to the way my birthday is being celebrated, write letters of love and hope to soldiers away from home. They are terribly afraid and lonely this time of year. I know they tell me all the time. Number two, visit someone in a nursing home. You don't have to know them personally. They just need to know that someone cares about them. Number three, instead of writing George complaining about the wording on the cards his staff sent out this year, why don't you write and tell him that you'll be praying for him and his family this year? Then follow up. It will be nice hearing from you again. Four, instead of giving your children a lot of gifts you can't afford and they don't need, spend time with them. Tell them the story of my birth and why I came to live with you down here. Hold them in your arms and remind them that I love them. Number five, pick someone that has hurt you in the past and forgive him or her. Number six, did you know that someone in your town will attempt to take their own life this season because they feel so alone and hopeless? Since you don't know who that person is, try giving everyone you meet a warm smile. It could make the difference. Seven, instead of nitpicking about what the retailer in your town calls the holiday, be patient with people who work there. Give them a warm smile and a kind word. Even if they aren't allowed to wish you a Merry Christmas, that doesn't keep you from wishing them one. Then stop shopping there on Sunday. If the store didn't make so much money on that day, they'd close and let their employees spend the day at home with their families. Eight, if you really want to make a difference, support a missionary, especially one who takes my love and good news to those who have never heard my name. Nine, here's a good one. There are individuals and whole families in your town who not only will have no Christmas tree, but neither will they have any presents to give or receive. If you don't know them, buy some food and a few gifts and give them to the Salvation Army or some other charity which believes in me, and they will make the delivery for you. And 10, finally, If you want to make a statement about your belief in and loyalty to me, then behave like a Christian. Don't do things in secret that you wouldn't do in my presence. Let people know by your actions that you are one of mine. And don't forget, I am God and can take care of myself. Just love me and do what I have told you to do. I'll take care of all the rest. Check out the list above and get to work. Okay, guys, the list that I just read, time is short. I'll help you, but the ball is now in your court, says Jesus. And do have a most blessed Christmas with all those whom you love. And remember, I love you, Jesus. And I love Jesus, guys. So there you go. Christmas letter from Jesus. You're listening to Mental Note. It's Divine Time, Sunday morning prayer and inspiration, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Remember, you can check me out every morning at 9:30 a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also check me out at myspace.com/purposevision. All comments are welcome. And I would appreciate, guys, when you leave comments, rate the show. Let me know if it's a 3, if it's a 5, if it's a 1, you know, how you feel about the show so that I can try and improve for you because the show is for you. So I appreciate everything. And the call-in number is 347-215-8667. Feel free to give me a call here at any time. You can also check me out tonight, 7:30 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Vision, the show. It's all things real estate. Anything you want to know about real estate, it's going to be discussed on that show, 7:30 every Sunday night. It's going to be a great show, and I love real estate, guys. That's what I do. So I'm hoping that I can inform you about, you know, all areas of real estate, be it staging your property, selling your property, buying a new property. You want to know how to invest, when to invest in property, you know, is the market right for that? I'm researching every day. I mean, this is what I do every day. So, you know, just give me a call, 347-215-8667 tonight at 7:30 p.m. And I would love to hear from you. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. All right, guys, I'm back. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. You're listening to Mental Note, Divine Time, Sunday morning, prayer and inspiration right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to leave you guys with a prayer this morning. From me to you, and or from me for you, to God's ears. All right, here we go. May today be all you need it to be. May the peace of God and the freshness of the Holy Spirit rest in your thoughts, ruling your dreams tonight, and conquer all your fears. May God manifest himself today in ways you have never experienced. May your joys be fulfilled, your dreams be closer, and your prayers be answered. I pray that faith enters a new height for you. I pray that your territory is enlarged. I pray for peace, healing, health, happiness, prosperity, joy, truth, and undying love for God. In Jesus' name, guys, amen. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to you tonight, 7:30, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and tonight's show, 7:30 p.m., the call-in number is 347-215-8667. And remember what? In all things, peace and love. Until we speak again. Guys, I'm not gone yet. That's just a pre-recorded show, so stick around. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Mental Note right here at Blog Talk Radio. This is Divine Time, Sunday morning prayer and inspiration, guys. Of course, that was a pre-recorded show. I know it's way past Christmas. And All Things Real Estate comes on at 6:30 tonight, not 7:30. So apologize for that. I didn't realize that that was a part of that segment. But at any rate, check me out tonight, 6:30 p.m. for All Things Real Estate. And then keep in mind that you can always hit me up at myspace.com/purposevision. You can leave comments there or do the friend request thing or what have you. And you also can leave comments here on Blog Talk Radio. I just, you know, wanted to let everybody know that I hope, you know, you're having a blessed morning and, you know, things are going well for you. You know, a lot of things happen in life. Sometimes we get so caught up in day-to-day grind that, you know, we forget to, you know, pray and give thanks and that sort of thing. And I think that's always important. So, guys, that's why I do Divine Time on Sunday mornings, because I would like to put God at the forefront of whatever it is that I'm doing. So, of course, that's the reason why I do Divine Time on Sunday mornings. I do have a Mountain Wings for you this morning. It's a short one. It's Mountain Wings number 8048, excuse me, success ingredient. One very important ingredient of success is good, wide awake, persistent, tireless enemy. Okay, one very important ingredient of success is a good, wide-awake, persistent, tireless enemy. So have you ever noticed that sometimes, if you're competitive at all anyway, if you're trying to do something and things come up in your way or they try to, it pushes you forward, or it should. That's what it does for me. So it's almost like Portia Fox, the DJ here in Atlanta. She says, make your haters your motivators. That's exactly what it is. So whenever things come up in your life and or someone's trying to stop you from completing your goal, or they try to distract you or what have you, then that's the time when you can really, you know, push forward, you know, move forward. That's when you need to tap into your strength, your God-given strength, and be able to step over the distractions, you know, move the haters out of the way or ignore them, and continue to do what you're doing. which, you know, hopefully is reaching your God-given purpose. And guys, this right here, another Mountain Wings that I'd like to read to you is real good. It's called Your Own Words. And it goes like this. It's number 8042. Sometimes our greatest teacher is ourselves due to workload and the fact that there were already so many movies on CryTheSpirit.com, we decided to create a new movie every even-numbered month instead of every month. On the odd months, we will run repeats. Last month's movie was a repeat. As I watched the movie, the words hit home. I realized the great truth of them. We have received so many testimonies about how that movie had changed life perspective. As I watched it, I was struck by the sheer power of the words. The thing is, I wrote the words. Or at least they came through me from a higher consciousness. If anyone should have remembered them and been unimpressed by seeing them again, it should have been me. I wrote the words over 4 years ago, and Shelley Davis's, our graphics department, turned the words into a movie. Sometimes the advice that we give to others, we also need, and our own words hit us hardest. So, guys, when you have an opportunity, check out CryTheSpirit.com/breathe, B-R-E-A, or breath, B-R-E-A-T-H. It just kind of points out how, you know, sometimes we give advice to other people when in actuality we could use the advice ourselves. So, you know, sometimes when you're thinking that you have the right advice for another person, that same advice could be for you. Stick around. It's Divine Time right here, Blog Talk Radio. I will be right back with more. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. It's Sunday morning, prayer and inspiration. Hope you're having a great morning. Hi, guys. I'm Beck. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for sticking around. I do appreciate it. Remember, guys, to check me out tonight, 6:30 p.m., all things real estate right here for you, Blog Talk Radio, and each and every morning for another dose of mental note. Guys, next week, Friday, February 22nd, I will have Miss Keisha Jackson, soul singer herself, daughter of legendary soul singer Millie Jackson, right here in the studio on Mental Note next Friday, 9:30 a.m. Do not miss it. It is bound to be a hot show. You know, only the hottest of the hot on Mental Note, guys, so make sure you check that out. And remember, in all things, peace and love. And until we speak again, guys, you know, I hope you have a wonderful day, and hope everything that you desire becomes yours.
Blog Talk Radio.